Debbie Nāre Wapaka. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Debbie, thank you so very much for joining us. I know you, along with every other Member of Parliament, even though you're in recess, you're really busy, you know, helping out the whānau with their vaccinations and your Vax and Yak sites. Thank you so very much for doing that. Can I just very quickly get your whakaaro on our whānau in Te Hiku o Deika and Te Tai Tokero are now moving to level 3 midnight this evening. It's not just because of the number of positive cases we have there, but the tracers can't find the original genesis of the strain. So it looks as though we've lost control.
Yeah, atuatei, tēnā koe e hoa. And me tuku te mihi ki tā tātou whānau ki Tai Tokerau ka nui te aroha kei a koutou. Yeah, it's, you know, I think control is definitely lost in multiple spheres of this kaupapa before us. And I, you know, mihi to our whānau up in Tai Tokerau that have to live with the uncertainty of everything on top of, you know, how day-to-day living is. And I really sincerely hope that those leaders on the ground, those that are doing the mahi on the ground, are respected and the support is given to them to be able to hunt this ngangara out, but most importantly to do whatever it is that they need to do to protect their whānau while they're doing that. So it's a call to be really honest that, you know, we've heard from Ruben, we've heard from Hune, we've heard from a lot of our grassroots workers that, you know, grassroots leaders to stop this. And it's just, you know, so important that the people in power listen to what the community are saying and get in behind and do everything we need to do. So I guess it's not a surprise, Ihoa. It's not a surprise. What's disappointing is that it's so out of control. And it just needs to be everything thrown at it now and thrown to help our whānau that are contending with it.
We see that Waipareira Trust, they're sending up 18 of their vans and whānau to help out with those that are helping out up north and doing the vaccinations. And that's because, you know, everyone is tired. Everyone is really tired. So they're giving them a little bit of a reprieve and just to help out. So I guess it's come at a really critical time, that Manaaki as well too. So we wish them all the very best. Can I just
absolutely?
I just want to get your whakaaro as well too on Taranaki. They're pushing back on criticisms that they're negligent in their care of Māori. Now we, you know, and again, I mean, I said this to you earlier. We've spoken about Taranaki DHB before you even went to Parliament, and now they're, you know, ostrich head, sand, buried, you know, just take it on the chin and just do something about it. Why bother sitting and, you know, justifying what everybody knows to be true?
You know, you're so right. The hardest part about everything that we're dealing with is the depth of the denial. The depth of the denial. And I think, like we all make mistakes. Oh my God, I make mistakes all the time. And, you know, some are real accidental. Some are like, oh, I needed to change my style. I needed to think about that. You know, if you are consistently in a fixed mindset that this is the right way, this is the right way, and you can't grow, then, you know, you are the problem. And what we have now, and I haven't seen the article, but I do know the person, is that when you have a management that consistently denies that they are the problem, and they're sort of trying to say, well, I know that I'm the management of the largest, a crown entity that receives the largest amount of funding from government to serve Māori. I know that I belong to a entity whose specific role is to address inequities and to be a good tiriti partner, saying to those of us who live on the ground that, you know, they're not the problem. So therefore one assumes they're saying we are. We're not. You know, 3 weeks ago we started a course of action that had vaccination rates at 38%. Now we're at 71% in 3 weeks. And, you know, I really think that this CEO, and we should be demanding that she stands down. You know, we've got a CEO that's in that position. Her chair has been made a new member of the New Zealand Health Kaupapa that's attached to the Māori Health Authority. And here we have some of the worst stats, the worst performance. So I can say from my ngākau, from being pono and tika, we are not the problem. The sense of denial and entitlement to actually assume that we should always think that they're perfect and have got the right mix is wrong. And we've humiliated them by showing another way about it. Had we had the right people in the at the helm, had we had the right sense of humility and, you know, the ability to say, oh, no kuta here, oh, oops, you know, let's hand over, let's share some of the decision-making, let's hand over the power, let's be a good tiriti partner, we wouldn't be in catch-up mode now. And what frightens me, and I can sort of see it with our whānau in Tai Tokerau, is that when inevitably we end up with this ngangara in our communities, if we can't get a degree of acceptance in their failings, how the heck do you think they're going to perform for us when we have COVID in our communities? And that's the biggest fear, that the arrogance of some of these management have been able to carry on and deny their role in it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for that. And also to our aroha to your whānau and to your tāne as well too. How is he? He had bit of an issue with a whānau who did not want to be vaccinated, or an anti-vaxxer. Are they whānau members?
Yeah. He
Māori?
No, they're actually... He's not a local. In fact, yeah, he's not a local because we've got huge support on the ground. And I think, you know, our āhua, I think most who know me, our āhua isn't to force anything on anyone. It's actually to provide access to those who otherwise couldn't get it because of the arrogance of the Taranaki DHB we've had to contend with. So, you know, he had a whakaaro and I think had been gaslitten, who was, you know, was lit up, was ready. And actually didn't even have a discussion with us. He'd sort of arrived and had come down from the protest that had gone on in Ngamutu, and for whatever reason had it in his ngākau to lash out. And, you know, it's sad. It's sad because not only, you know, that my darling got assaulted, but it was actually sad because some of the kōrero and some of the confusion and fighting going on the ground doesn't belong with us. The igniting doesn't belong with us. The problem of even mandate doesn't belong with us. You know, we're a party that opposed the public health response bill. But all that aside, there is, you know, it's been a beautiful journey of what we've been doing, but it clearly, you know, we are not having, you know, we're not able to calm some of the anger that's been lit up and it's not been gaslighted by us. So, we were lucky that, you know, we'd just vaccinated some of the boys, so they were able to sort of catch up with them and give them some local correction. You know, this isn't how you behave here. And, and I think that's how we'll always be here is, you know, behave like Whanaunga, pull it in and put them back on the correct path.